Welcome back. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, leading leak detection specialists across the UK, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question is one that property managers keep asking us about. What actually happens when a leaseholder just refuses to let anyone in to carry out a leak detection survey?
It's a genuinely tricky situation, and it comes up more than people might expect. The short answer is that a refusal doesn't necessarily stop the process. It just changes the route you take.
Right, so the lease is the starting point.
Almost always, yes. Most residential leases contain a right of access clause that allows the freeholder or managing agent to enter a property to inspect or repair, particularly where water damage to neighbouring flats is a concern. That clause is your legal foothold. Without serving proper written notice under that clause, though, you haven't really got a leg to stand on if the leaseholder pushes back.
And what does proper written notice look like in practice? Is there a set period?
The lease itself usually specifies it. 24 or 48 hours is common for urgent situations, whereas a routine inspection might require 7 or 14 days. You need to state clearly in writing what you intend to do, why, and when. Vague letters don't hold up. If the leaseholder still refuses after valid notice has been served, that refusal itself becomes a breach of the lease.
So at that point, it moves into legal territory. But what can ADI leak detection do to support the property manager before it gets that far?
Quite a lot, actually. ADI's engineers use acoustic leak detection equipment to trace escaping water through shared structures, floor slabs, ceiling voids, partition walls, without needing to enter the disputed flat at all. We work from the flats above, below, or adjacent. That survey produces documented evidence of where the leak is travelling and, critically, that a leak exists.
And that evidence matters legally.
It matters enormously. A solicitor or a tribunal needs to see that the managing agent acted reasonably and that the access request was genuinely necessary. A written ADI survey report showing detected water movement toward a specific location in the refusing leaseholder's flat makes the case for access far stronger than just saying, "We think there's a leak." It shifts the conversation.
What about thermal imaging? Can that be used from outside the flat too?
Thermal imaging detects temperature differences caused by escaping water, and it works through ceilings and walls from adjoining spaces. ADI's engineers use thermal imaging to map moisture migration paths without opening anything up. So yes, you can gather a meaningful picture of what's happening inside a flat without setting foot in it, which is exactly what you need when access is contested.
Is tracer gas useful in this kind of scenario, or does that need direct access to the pipework?
Tracer gas locates leaks under solid floors and within pipework by detecting where the gas escapes at surface level. And for that, you do generally need access to the supply or the pipe itself. It's an extremely precise method, but it's one we'd typically use once access has been secured, rather than as part of the evidence gathering phase.
So the sequence is: serve notice properly, gather what evidence you can non-invasively, and use that report to support the legal case if the refusal continues.
That's exactly it. Don't skip straight to legal action without the survey evidence, and don't attempt entry without valid notice. Both of those create problems. The ADI survey sits in the middle of that process and does a lot of the heavy lifting. It documents urgency, it identifies the probable source, and it gives the managing agent something concrete to hand to their solicitor or to take to a first-tier tribunal, if it comes to that.
Dave, that's really clear, thank you. And if you're a property manager dealing with this kind of access dispute, ADI Leak Detection are among the most experienced water leak specialists in the UK, so they're well worth bringing in early rather than waiting to see how things develop. Thanks for listening.